What's up, podcast listeners? You're in for another Monday Night Live, and this week it's all about the world economy, coronavirus, and what you can do to stay relevant, and how you can take these times and use them to stay engaged with your customers, to grow your brand, to consistently communicate and build trust, and to make sure that when we come out the other side, that you are coming out of it stronger than ever before. I'm fortunate to be joined by my arch nemesis / Instagram black belt, Brooke Volanovic. She'll be sharing with us the advice that she's giving to her social club members on Instagram so that they can do the same and achieve the same results there. This is a value-packed episode. Enjoy the show. We're live. Welcome. It's Monday Night Live. Guys, you may have noticed I have got my LinkedIn t-shirt on. It's a special occasion, dudes. We're getting ready for one of the best LinkedIn lives that we've had since I've started doing these. Because I'm not going to be looking at the comments on my phone. I have got a dual monitor set up in my new apartment. We have got a bit of a schedule for you to do today, guys. We are going to talk a little bit about the current economy and what you can be doing to communicating and engaging with your clients during this time. Very important that we understand the psychology of what people are going through at the moment in order to communicate effectively. We're also going to talk about where your focus goes, because that's where your energy flows. Who you surround yourself with. It's important that you surround yourself with positive people. Well, I want to talk a little bit about that. And I've also got the chat in front of me. So as I go, jump in and give me some questions and we'll answer them. You may have heard some news across the grapevine. There's a woman that lives in Perth who happens to be a bit of an Instagram expert that's going to be joining us a little bit later on. So we've got that to look forward to as well. Brooke Volanovic will be joining us, ladies and gentlemen, from the Social Club, which I've been a member of for almost a year, I think. She also happens to be my arch nemesis at the LinkedIn versus Instagram event. She got dominated, annihilated. LinkedIn won that, you know, very clearly. I can see Brooke in the waiting rooms there smiling. She'll be joining us very shortly. Okay, guys, look. The Prime Minister's speech yesterday, I'll be honest with you, it was a little bit pessimistic. I haven't been this hugely concerned about, on a macro level, the global health issue. Obviously, my heart goes out to all the families that have been affected, but it's now become, you know, a bit more of an economic concern. And we've, most of us have all been through some sort of crisis, if you think about it, whether it's divorce or, you know, in your high school or getting in trouble or relationship issues, losing a job. And we found a way to get through it. And this is not going to be any different. We're going to find a way to get through this as well. But what we do during the process of that is going to affect not only our businesses, but also like our mental health and our relationships as well. And what I've noticed is during these times, a lot of people who, you know, quite comfortable being angry, get angrier. People who are loving get more loving. People that are grateful become more grateful. And I think that the most important thing we need to be mindful of is how we show up. So our state will impact other people, and it will dictate what we attract into our lives. And you can manage your state a few ways. One is by exercise. One is by just literally practicing gratitude every morning. In fact, in the comments, everybody who's on the live, drop. I want to hear three things that you're grateful for, please. It could be, so pick like one big thing, like I'm grateful for my kids. And pick one middle thing, like I'm grateful for Manchester United. And then pick a small thing, like I'm grateful for the wind blowing against my hair in the sea breeze when I'm walking along Scarborough Beach in the morning. So I got lost for a minute there in my little monologue. During this time, guys, ramp up your social media presence. There's been a bit of a study that's been done by obviously the influencer group that says social media usage is up 76% since this coronavirus business. Obviously, people are spending more time isolating, so they're on social media in a need to connect. They want to connect, and as a business representative, you can fulfill that need, and that makes your relationship with them way more valuable. Are we doing the gratitude thing, guys? I think I've got a bit of a delay coming through with the chat. Gemma and Serena, if you're on the call, can you please make sure people are dropping in what they are grateful for? Just the practice of typing it in will actually let the gratitude flow through your body. Do you know that it's simultaneously, you can't simultaneously feel fear or anger and gratitude? It's scientifically impossible. So gratitude's an anecdote. Here we go. They're coming through now. Thank you, Candace. She's grateful for, Candace is grateful for a husband being a positive rock, grateful for a little dog, Max, who has no idea what's going on and still loving hard. And grateful for red wine. You, Candace, are not the only one. I tell you what. I'm wondering if you're coming through Facebook or YouTube, because the LinkedIn seemed to be taking a bit longer to load. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to load them up on my telephone, because I want to make sure we're interacting with you guys. And now, has anybody seen Tony Robbins before? I would like to know in the comments if you've seen Tony Robbins before. Here we go. I've got all the chats here now. Nice t-shirt. Thanks, Amit. Hi, Paul, Nikhil, George. Good to see you, mate. Dean Nicholas, my uncle from England. Good on you, mate. Paul Harrison. Hey, Amber. How you going? Good to see that everyone's here, and it wasn't, it's obviously just the second monitor thing. I love technology. It's fantastic. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. If I ask somebody to close their eyes, and then open them, look around the room for red, look around the room for red, then close their eyes again. And then I ask them what did they remember that they saw that was green. Most people won't be able to tell you, because what they were focusing on was red. And therefore, they couldn't remember the green. So look, if you're focusing on what could go wrong, you're not going to see the opportunities. And there are opportunities, believe me. Think about what industries are thriving in this environment. We've got clients in the tech space, in communication space, which are which business is going better for them. Social media is obviously a huge one. Anything that helps teams be more productive, working remotely, is going to be an industry that's going to be growing. People are going to have to innovate. So it's really about being creative. And yeah. And anyway, enough about where your focus goes, your energy flows. I also just want to touch on who you surround yourself with is really important. Your peer group. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with people that are positive and, you know, are tough motherfuckers like me and Brooke Volonovich. As business owners, we got to be tough, you know. We've all been through challenges. This is just another one. Hey, Vanessa McCarthy, health, family, clean air. Mate, we've got so much to be grateful for. We really have. Like, the chances of us even being alive is slim to none. Neil Gibb. Grateful for his wife, the good times we have together. I'm grateful for spending a week in Bali. Jesus, you live the dream, don't you? Grateful to come home to a fridge full of food after the mother-in-law topped it up for us to self-isolate. Jeez, if I only had a mother-in-law like that. Did she bring any toilet paper, Neil? We've got a toilet paper epidemic. If anybody knows where to get toilet paper from, let me know. I'm bulk buying. Anyway, moving on. Industries that are hot. We've talked about this, tech, communications, and the toilet paper industry. Good time to get into the toilet paper business. Innovate and social media. You want to be communicating with your clients. Some people have said to me, oh, look, my engagement's actually dropped. I don't believe all these statistics. You can't post about the same stuff that you're posting about before the coronavirus, okay? Like, it's going to be okay, but you need to also post about what's relevant at the moment. And so you need to put it in the context of how people are feeling. Like, some people be feeling a little bit nervous, a little bit confused. And so just having a bit of empathy and talking about the current situation before you delve into your value or your education or your entertainment is going to do you a lot of good in the newsfeed and engagement right now. Okay. If you follow the steps and processes that experts like myself and Brooke are about to go through, you will come out of this stronger as a business. Like, this will make you stronger. And it's about being proactive and it's about being flexible in your approach. Ladies and gentlemen, I did a LinkedIn Heroes video live a year and a half ago. And I interviewed this Instagram girl, Brooke. And, you know, I was on Instagram and I thought she's just, girl actually knows what she's talking about. But there was a lot of similarities in terms of like adding value, being consistent, having a real relationship with your customers. But then there's always nuances like on the platform that's like, you can't use emojis on LinkedIn, but you can on Instagram. You can direct message people on LinkedIn, but you can't on Instagram. So it's always like technical stuff. So what was happening is Brooke was saying that a lot of her clients on Instagram like were a little bit nervous about getting onto LinkedIn. And I found that a lot of my clients on LinkedIn were a little bit nervous about getting on Instagram just because it's a different platform, even though the same principles apply. So we decided that we'd rock Australia with a national tour. We had well over 1,000 people registered to come from in Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. We're going to do the same thing later this year. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to Monday Night Live, Brooke Vlahovic.
Hi. I haven't used this fancy technology before. Yeah, I don't have an Instagram t-shirt, but Guns N' Roses, same.
Well, that's okay. It's probably because you're not the winner.
Hey, look, I was listening to that and I would just like to start this by saying, in fact, Instagram won. Instagram always wins. Instagram will forever win. And why aren't you more grateful for Liverpool?
Yeah, look, I'm a Man U boy. I actually do like Guns N' Roses, though, so rock and roll.
Excellent. Good.
Take me down to the Paradise City.
Where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
There we go.
We could just do karaoke, live karaoke.
Brooke, you might think to yourself, oh, Brooke's in a good mood today, but you'll be surprised to know that she's always like this. I've toured around the country with her. And it doesn't matter if it's midnight at night and we've been traveling all day.
I never change. I'm always too much for everyone.
What yeah. did you do? So some people are just in the right job, right? Brooke's one of those people.
Yeah.
Brooke, what do you think about this toilet paper situation?
Oh, the toilet paper situation is rough. Look, protect your a-hole. Don't use things that are not flushable. That is what I think about it.
Yeah, look, we've got to innovate, guys. I mean, it's as, if there's other things around that could substitute the toilet paper, you know, tissues is the obvious one. Yeah. We've all got odd socks. They may have to go.
Oh, my God. I just cleared out all my socks the other day. What a waste of potential toilet paper.
Oh, exactly. I thought it was funny until I actually went to a couple of supermarkets and couldn't find any, and then I went online. I tried to register toiletpaper.com.au, but realised I couldn't get any supply anyway.
I appreciate your proactivity, but, yeah, nah. Today I couldn't get eggs. Eggs are the new thing that's gone. No eggs.
Yeah, well, I don't always eat eggs, but now I want some.
Yeah, right. See what I did there?
Brooke, let's get down to business because you know I like to get down to business.
I love business.
With all your social club members, yes. Can you share with the audience on LinkedIn what you're advising them to be posting during this period?
Yes. So I did really like and appreciate what 100% back up what you said about staying relevant. So I think we need to bring – people are almost forgetting the very, 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 very basic of business. So business is demand and supply. So in your business – has the demand for what you supply changed? And if it has, what content can you now share that is going to help you promote what that supply is and how you're supplying it? So like you said before, you can't just be posting the same thing that you were before. It almost makes you look Not at almost. It makes your business look ignorant. It makes your business look like they don't know what they're talking about. It breaks the trust with your audience, and an audience whose trust has been broken will never purchase off you.
Mm. See, Brooke, is this something that that came instinctively to you, or did you, how have you come to sort of come to this conclusion and this advice?
Did it come instinctively to me? Look, this is what I do. I teach marketing. My background is marketing. I've worked in small business, customer service and sales for over 20 years. So when the world is in pandemonium, I find myself often just going back to the basics. And if you can go back to the basics of what your business does, what is the demand, what is the supply, what is your message, who is your customer, how can you get your message in front of that customer? If you can sort of focus on those things, it takes away the pandemonium and it takes away the panic and gives you a way to be proactive and a way to move forward. Because there is one thing that we all know for certain in this time, and it is that time will pass. Time will pass. That's how the world works. So every day the market is changing. Every day our government advice is changing, and all we can do is continue to adapt our content to make sure it is still relevant to the advice that we are being given at the time by bringing our business back to the basics and then adjusting our content accordingly.
Jesus. I hope you guys are taking notes.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring some value, but goodness gracious.
I love this shit. I love this shit.
See, you can tell Brooke's very confident in this area. but look, you know, if it's an area you're not familiar with, taking a breath and just making sure that you bring the right level, like the right level of energy and centeredness when you show up, gives you a bit of like clarity so that you don't over exaggerate. Yes, like definitely, like, analyze the crisis and the risks to your business. First things first, make sure your team are safe. Then you've got to look after your customers, make sure everybody's safe. But once that's taken care of, take a breath and come to your business from a place of being centered. Wouldn't you agree, Brooke?
Yeah, 100%. Make a plan. Even if your plan is literally like a couple of words on a checklist of first I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that, then I'm going to do the other thing, because it gives you something to follow and it makes you feel like even if the world around you is in chaos, in your little world, you've got things under control. And I personally feel when I'm taking action, it calms me down. When I'm being proactive, it calms me down because I'm getting a handle on my little world. And on social media, your audience can feel that and they can see that. And if you don't have things in control, they can feel and see that too. So start with a list. I think that's like the event planner in me. So I spent 10 years working in events, and I truly believe that any event production is just a checklist of things that you organize and go through. And business is the same.
Yeah, it certainly is about systems. And I think that this is going to separate a lot of the, I guess it's going to bring out the leaders. The leaders are the ones that are going to be basically like being the role model for others, because at the moment we do need people that are going to stand out and lead us forward, because once you've mitigated the risks, somebody's got to take the world forward. And that's going to be the leaders among us, which I believe you are one of them, Brooke. I am very inspired by what you brought to the table for the Instagram fams.
Thank you.
And I think you can add a lot of value to the LinkedIn audience as well. I think it's always good to hear from a different perspective. I mean, first of all, you're on a different platform. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Second of all, you're a female, very successful entrepreneur.
Am I?
Is it right? Are you? You're the first female entrepreneur to build a $1 million business from her one-bedroom apartment in a epidemic.
Still in a one-bedroom apartment, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Still in a one-bedroom. I am still at the same table that I taught my very first workshop at.
Oh, really?
Yep. Still sitting in the same chair, still the same background. Nothing has changed. Like everything has changed, but nothing has changed.
Have you got one of these ring lights?
Kind of. I have a little one. It's like, okay. AC, look, I'll turn it off.
Yeah.
I have a little one.
Can I tell you something about ring lights, right? I had a little one and I thought, oh yeah, this is pretty good. So I went and ordered the biggest one I could find on eBay. And yeah, it was like standing right in front of the sun. It was way too powerful. Couldn't use it. Way too powerful.
They're real intense. I just brought mine forward, so I don't know if that makes a difference. But anyway.
Yeah, it looks awesome. It looks awesome. You just need to get an Instagram t-shirt and you'll be winning.
I actually do, right?
Absolutely. Look, Rook, I'm going to get some questions from some of my loyal and proactive LinkedIn legends. Oh, it's lovely to see so many grateful people in the world.
Yay, good.
What are you grateful for, Brooke?
Look, I'm grateful for the most basic. I have my health. I'm fit and I'm healthy. And I have a house that has lights that turn on, that's water, has water that runs that I can drink from the tap, has hot water for me to shower in. Okay, I might be stuck at home, but I have a fucking home. I have a roof over my head. I'm honestly grateful for the most basic of things because I think it's the most basic of things that people forget about all the time. You have so much more than so many people in the world, and the fact that you have your health right now is the most valuable asset that you own.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that we can all, you know, take more care of as well, I think. You know, it's given us a bit of a wake-up call that we can't really take the health system for granted. And you need to start, you know, eating organic and all the rest of it.
Have I gone fuzzy? Oh, no, I'm back.
I get fuzzy sometimes, yeah, because the sun's setting behind me, behind the camera.
You're looking very sun-kissed and glowing. Like if you're a woman, I'd think you were pregnant right now.
Yeah, well, you never know. Look, stranger things have happened.
Have they?
The grateful topic is so good. There's so many different things here. Like there's people that have just said they've come over from a live that you've just been running on Instagram. Have you just got off a live?
I just got off a live, yes. So I went through 10 ways to connect and communicate with your audience through COVID-19. It is still on my Instagram story. It will be there for the next 24 hours.
Well, give us the best one. What's the best way?
Oh, God. Okay. So, well, no, I can't do it like that.
Can you pick one? And then keep one and then leave us hanging for another 9. And we'll all head to Instagram.
Okay, well, fucking show up. Be there. The biggest thing that you can do wrong right now is stopping posting. That is the biggest mistake that you can make. So there is a saying in marketing that the best time to market a new product, a new service, new business is 6 months ago. So apparently we're in this situation now for about 6 months. So despite where your business is at based on the current economic crisis, despite whether your doors are open or shut, this time right now is the time you need to be focusing on your marketing. You need to be growing your audience. You need to be pushing out relevant content. You can't disappear off the platform because otherwise what is going to happen in 6 months' time when all of this moves forward, you are going to be battling the algorithm, battling all of your competitors, trying to get back in the newsfeed of your customers and then blaming it on the algorithm. It's not the algorithm's fault. It's your fault for stopping producing quality, valuable content at the time when your customers online need you producing valuable quality content the most. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Look, our customers in B2B, they've got needs now that may fall outside of the scope of what our business does. But if you can go above and beyond the call of duty to deliver customer service and also connection, I think that's a big thing. Like people that want to connect, customer service, and I think if you can over-deliver on that. Like I'm literally trying to source toilet paper so I can send all my clients a couple of rolls.
That's nice.
Well, you know, we're just like they've got a need for toilet paper at the moment, and if we can, we're going to deliver on it.
I love that. I don't think I could source enough toilet paper worldwide to send all my members toilet paper.
I just can't work out if I can get the LinkedIn logo on the toilet paper or not.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Why don't you hit up LinkedIn and be like, mate, your customers have needs?
That's a great idea. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. I'm going to hit up Instagram and be like, my customers need to shit. Help.
Okay, well, Brooke, what's one question that I should have asked you today that I haven't?
You should have asked me.
Don't say donuts.
Yeah, if I should have sent, you should have asked me what my address is to send me donuts. You should have asked me different options for businesses if they can no longer sell the way they're used to selling. What are the options?
Okay. So, look, if businesses can't sell the way that they are used to selling, what are some alternatives that they can use to sell in a different manner?
I'm glad you asked, Nathaniel. Hang on. I'm just bringing up my notes. So.
I would have thought you'd pick a question you knew the answer to.
Well, I do, but there's a lot of answers to this question, and I just wrote notes on it.
Is this helpful or not? Let us know in the chat. Are you getting value?
Let us know in the chat. Because now I can't find my notes. Oh, here we are. Social media lesson of the week. Okay, let me just scroll. So
this is what members' information we're getting, guys. This is normal. This is social lesson of the week is only for members normally.
Only for members. So you're getting an insight into what happens in the membership. So this is my whole thing. I focus on Instagram marketing. I teach how to connect and communicate. But If you are in a big tizzle because your business cannot operate the way that it normally does, I need to teach you how to communicate that as well. So I have come up with a range of ideas to ensure that if the way that you used to deliver your product or service, you are no longer able to do that, you have a bunch of other options that you can then use your Instagram content to market. So where are we? Here we are. So first things first, explore delivery options, okay? So if you used to have a physical store, your store's not open anymore, then you need to look at ways that you can still get your product or your service to your customer's door. Second option, encourage postponement. So can you encourage your customers, rather than cancelling, to postpone? And can you give them some sort of bonus or discount incentive right now that is going to help them make that decision easy? Okay?
Yes.
Yep. Next up, create and promote gift vouchers. So the point here is the gift vouchers are to be used when your service resumes, because if you can no longer deliver your service, no matter what it is, there will be a time when people are going to need your service again, and it's going to be harder to book in with you than it is to find toilet paper right now. So what I want you to do is create and sell gift vouchers. This ensures cash flow for you and your business, and we all know cash flow is key to keeping a business operating. But what it also does is it will ensure that your customers skip the line and are the first to be able to book your services when you reopen, and that is the incentive for them.
Just stop for a second. I just thought about something. If all the hairdressers are shut and you are proactive as a hairdresser to do in-home hairdressing, could it be possible that your business will grow?
Yeah. Anything is possible. With challenge comes opportunity and possibility. So anything is possible if you're willing to think outside the box.
Awesome. Keep continue.
Thank you. Now, explore and promote online services. So if you're a face-to-face business, you can still be face-to-face. You just need to use the online service available. So there's FaceTime, there's Instagram video, there's Facebook video, there's Zoom. There's so many options available for you, free and paid, to be able to still host your service face-to-face, but just with a little screen in between.
I want to go to a Zoom yoga class.
That's fine. Go to a Zoom yoga class.
Yeah, that's what I'm into. Continue.
Yeah, awesome. person. And then last but not least, and this is what I would really, really encourage, because if you have a business, you are the expert at something, okay? Anyone who is the expert at something can create an online course sharing and teaching that expertise and generate income. And I can then show you how to market said online course. So I have an online course. My online course is From Post to Profit, teaches you how to launch, grow, build a business on Instagram. I specifically use a platform called Teachable. There is an assortment of platforms available. Google. I want to start an online course. And create a program. And then you've got this passive income stream that when you restart your business, if you've had to close or adjust and adapt, you have another income stream, another revenue stream that you never had before. All you had to do was do it once, and then the money will just roll in.
It's funny you say that, because I set up about 5 years LinkedIn Cider. And it's always just been ticking along in the background, but it's always been a very like consistent revenue source for me. Like I knew what I was doing at the time, but I kind of, you know, forget about it since. But now we do like more relevant updates and stuff. And I think that I'm so glad that I did it when we go through times like this, because that can cover a lot of expenses, you know?
Totally. An online course is the best way right now that you can be proactive and use your time if you're stuck at home, because you don't need to research the knowledge that's in your head. It's in your head. All you need to do is type it out or record it or both.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you all to get on Instagram. If you don't have Instagram, download Instagram. I want you to find this woman. You can see her name there, Brooke Volonovich. She is the woman to follow for Instagram tips. I am a member of a social club, so you got my full endorsement. As the bibster, the trusted source of recommendations.
You are. I love it.
Guys, I really enjoyed this live. Thank you for all your engagement and participation. If you have questions that you would like us to cover in future episodes, don't forget to drop them in the comments and use the hashtag AskNat. We will get to as many of them as we can. Have a fantastic week. It's Monday night. We've got 4 more days to go. I want everybody to crush it and show the world what human beings are capable of. Let's go. Boom, boom, boom. Thanks for joining us, Brooke.
What? Hang on. Which way is it? What he said.
Me? What I said?
Yeah, I'm trying to work out which way I was pointing. This way.
Yeah.
What he said, I would like to second. Thank you for listening.
It's not the fight in the man, it's the man in the fight or something.
Man in the fight. No, I'm pretty sure it's the fight in the man.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. See you next week.
Bye.